Hi, my name is Amit Banerjee. I'm a group program manager with the SQL Server product group. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to actually leverage the SQL Server disaster recovery and high availability benefits that I introduced in the previous episode and use that to develop an optimal architecture for setting up HADR for your SQL Server instances. So what we talked about in the past was you get a high availability replica, you get a DR replica, and you get a DR replica in Azure if you have software assurance. So these changes apply to every SQL Server release as long as those cores are covered by software assurance. And as long as those cores are covered, if your primary has 10 cores, you get 10 cores worth of HA in another node, you get 10 cores worth of DR in another node, and you get 10 cores worth of DR in a SQL Server VM running on Azure. So let's talk about a few common scenarios that we have. So the first is a primary. And if you have a secondary architecture over here, you will essentially set up this with, let's say, an always-on availability group. And the secondary, if you're in the same data center, one of them would be a high availability replica, and this is typically going to be a sync replica, and this is a DR. If this is a DR replica, this will be an async replica. And let's say for simplicity's sake, you have 64 cores on the physical machine, you have another 64 cores on another secondary, and you have another 64 cores on the other secondary as well. All of them are the same, so this makes the calculations a lot easier. So for this type of architecture, now you would need to license for 64 cores of the primary, zero for your secondary, which is the HA, and zero for the secondary, which is the DR. So the next question is, when they're secondaries and they're passive, what kind of operations are allowed? So the first is you can actually perform backups on the secondary replicas. You can perform any kind of maintenance operations like your check DBs, like you can do consistency checks on them. The third one is you can actually run monitoring applications against these instances. These monitoring applications can connect and get resource usage from these secondary replicas or can check if the SQL Server instance is online. So monitoring application connections are allowed. And the fourth one is actually DR tests. This is quite common in enterprises where you actually need to switch from primary to secondary and perform a DR drill. For a period of time, you can actually bring your secondary online and do any kind of DR test that you need to do to validate that if there is a event where you need to invoke DR or you need to practice your HA drill, you could actually do that. And secondary environments can be actually brought online without incurring additional costs. What is actually not allowed is any kind of reads from any production application or writes from any production application. This is absolutely not allowed. So if you have any reads or writes happening in these two replicas, these would need to be licensed. Now let's look at a more complex setup where you have a data center here and you have another data center here. Let's call this data center one and data center two. And in this scenario, if you have two replicas, let's say this is the primary, this is the secondary, you have another secondary here and another secondary. So essentially, this is a very common setup where you actually replicate the environment in both data centers so that if one data center does go down, another data center can take over. So let's say each of those has 64 cores and you're running SQL Server instances on them. Now, if you have software assurance and you're covering the primary replica with software assurance cores, and the number of cores you would need to license is 64 for the primary, and let's say this is the HA replica and this is sync in nature, you would need to license it with no cores because you get the benefit. For the DR instance, again, this is the first DR, you'd not need to license it. For the second DR in the second data center, you would need to license it because this is a DR, which is not residing in Azure. In future episodes, we'll talk about how this architecture can also be simplified and a lower cost of ownership can be achieved with a similar setup. Now, other scenarios which include things like log shipping. So if you have any kind of environment that is using log shipping, or if you're just using a combination of, let's say, SQL Server, failover cluster instances, and let's say a log ship environment, these benefits also apply there. So irrespective of how you actually deploy this particular architecture in any shape or form, whether you're using log shipping, whether you're using failover cluster instances, or you're using availability groups, these benefits do apply. So stay tuned for more episodes in the future where we talk about scenarios with Azure VM and we talk about other scenarios where the architecture completely resides in Azure. Thank you for joining.